What we're trying to get to is a position where there's the minimum of disruption as of April the 1st, 2019, or indeed after a transition period. The scenario could be bleak, but what we're hoping is that with action politically and then through industry and business, a solution can be reached. It could be bleak, but equally, we can get to a position where things look rather similar to what they do today. I think what we're going to see is that we will need that transition period, however long that lasts, because you're talking getting on for 18 months only until the end of March 2019, by the time that Parliament emerges from recess. And in that time, you need political agreement on what the customs union looks like, and then you need people to work very hard to actually undertake the practical steps of training people who are going to be checking consignments, training the logistics partners on how they get through the new system, not only in the UK but also on the EU side, and also familiarising themselves with any differences between French customs and UK customs. So there's a lot that needs to happen. Now, I think with transition, that is feasible to get there. I think you will need one agreement with the EU, but it has to be signed up to by each of the member states. In terms of what you would need the agreement to look like, one is around the regulations. So if you like, what is being checked by a customs official? So what are the standards you need to meet in order to bring goods into the UK or send them over to the EU? And then it's then about how much you're enforcing those standards. So how many checks are you doing? How many lorries are you checking? And then you get into issues around, are you checking them in Dover or are you checking them in a series of warehouses, sort of in a ring around Kent? And then do you understand how long it's going to take you to undergo those checks, and is your consignment something that needs checking in the first place? So you need an agreement, and then you need that agreement met consistently by the customs officials on both sides of the border. If you decide that you're going to allow effectively 3% of checks or 3% of goods vehicles to be checked, which is the case at the moment, then you don't need any lorry parks. But as soon as you start checking more lorries than that, then you either need space in the port or you need a series of lorry parks effectively in order to undertake those checks. Or you need some kind of digital solution, which is also feasible. But the key point is that you need to take that decision about where we want to get to very soon in order to facilitate this other stuff. Some direction of policy needs to be provided in the autumn, say, so that the details that say, lorry driver wakes up in the morning, how's he going to get through the border that day, all of that needs to be in place. Otherwise, it's going to be very tricky on the 1st of April 2019, unless we're in a transitionary period.